Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Connecting Faith program page on myfaithradio.com.
Here in our house church, you have people from the spectrum of life sitting down together, and they're not just forced into a room like just these eclectic pieces, aggregating together at, just for an hour and then dispersing out. It's like family. And so for my house church in particular, I'll give you that example. My house church, I'm looking out and, I see Carl, who's the CEO of a medical device company. And then there's Marino, who's a, ex-UFC fighter who had his life messed up by his meth addiction and now is in recovery. Then you have Julie, who's she has a Harvard MBA and ran a billion-dollar division for Ford. And then you have John Sardina, who is 2 years out of prison. And then you have my kids, who are 7, 4, and 2, just running around. And when they're running around, they don't say, "Oh, that's Carl, the CEO, and that's Julie, the Harvard grad, and that's Marino, the drug addict, and that's John, the ex-convict." They just see that's Auntie Julie and Uncle Carl, and we really try to create this sense of family there with this incredible diversity. Now, it's hard. It's absolutely hard. But, that's what I love about it is that, in this context, you really cannot rely on your flesh to build the affinity. You have to rely on the supernatural power of God. You have to pray. It has to be a supernatural thing. You run up against the limitations of your flesh to care for and be compassionate towards people. I think in churches, there are churches, obviously, that have great affinity. Small groups that do love one another. We had that at Menlo, but then when I would look out, I would say, "Yeah, but you guys are just like each other. You think the same, you talk, you're educated in the same places. You guys would have been friends with or without the gospel, But here, where there is this intentional diversity there, there's no way anyone looking in would say, "Oh, yeah, that group makes sense." It doesn't make sense, but that group loves one another like family. Like, that's huge for us. And so that's a real practical thing of what it means to be the church for us. This gospel community where people from all walks of life are being brought together under the name of Christ and the power of Christ, for the glory of Christ. And like it's working. And obviously, it has its moments, but that's family as well. We all know that, part of what it means to be in family is to go through conflict and to give grace and to receive grace. And no matter what happens, you're still family.
Thanks for listening to this podcast highlight from Connecting Faith. For more information about this podcast or other audio archives, you can visit our Connecting Faith show page on myfaithradio.com.